anonymous, no, Sean Driscoll is not anonymous, from Missouri, asks, I want to know what brief, special, deep meaning the month of Kislev has. Well, the word Kislev, Kes Lamed Vav, means the hidden 36, which means that the 36 hours that the original supernal light that God created the world, when he created the world, that was the light, the spiritual light that shone in the world that God hid away in the Torah and hid it away for the righteous in the world to come. That light, Adam HaRishon benefited from 12 hours on Friday, 24 hours on Shabbos, 36 hours, and then Moshe Shabbos, the light was taken away, and man had to produce his own artificial fire and light. The month of Kislev is the month where after the winter reaches its low ebb, and the nights are much longer than the day, and the longest night comes about, then things break and the light starts to overpower the night, and therefore Hanukkah fell during this time. It's a time that the light overpowered the darkness, the light of Torah overpowered the darkness of Greece, and therefore the month of Kislev has in it the idea of light overpowering darkness and the spiritual light being revealed after it was hidden. The sixth day of Hanukkah, I'm not sure what the special about the sixth day of Hanukkah. I once wanted to say an idea that Hanukkah is split into two periods, the first 5 days and the last 3 days. If that's the case, then the first of the last 3 days is a special, starts a new idea. We find the same idea by a bris. It says, "Biyom hi gomel es Yitzchak, hey gimel mal." That the day that Avram circumcised Yitzchak was referred to as he gomel, hey gimel mal. And we see that the Torah splits up in the hint the 5 days, the beginning 5 days, and the last 3 days before the eighth day of the bris. I was thinking that the first 5 days separate the child from the birth, from all of the negatives and the blood and whatever that's associated with the birth, and the next 3 days prepare him for the bris. So one is to separate him from the past, the other one is to prepare him for the future bris. In Hanukkah also, the first 5 days are the days before Rosh Chodesh, where the nights still are the darkness is still there, the moon is still waning, and then comes Rosh Chodesh and the last 3 days of Hanukkah, which are for preparation for the new light of the moon, which represents the future. So the sixth day of Hanukkah is the day of demarcation between the celebration of Hanukkah in the darkness, that the idea that the nights are getting shorter and the days starting to get longer, and then in light, with a new light, when the moon renews itself on the sixth day of Hanukkah, and seventh and eighth days, those 3 days prepare for the future.